the glory of God, and a firmament showeth his handiwork. God's creation. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago, that I believe every man has a revelation in them of God. You know, the heathen in darkest of Africa, or the heathen at Walmart, it doesn't matter where. The revelation of God is there. Nobody's got an excuse. Because that which may known to God is manifested in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they changed they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image, made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. They knew of him and they glorified him not. That revelation is there. God's revealed his glory in the heavens, if nothing else. They declare the glory of God, and affirm it shows his handiwork. And it went on in Psalm 19, day unto day utter a speech, and night unto night showeth forth praise. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. It's there. But they, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. And then they changed that glory. People who reject God change that glory into something else. Man. I mean, this is the biggest idol in America today. Me. They've changed the glory of God into corruptible, into an image made like to corruptible man, or to birds, or four-footed beasts, or creeping things. All kinds of different things, but man is the primary one. But that glory of God is manifest in the heavens. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. Verse 4. This is about Lazarus. He's sick. And when the Lord Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Lazarus' sickness was for a purpose. That God would be glorified. To reveal the glory of God. The glory of God is manifest oftentimes in our circumstance. 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 or verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as of the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. Why me, God? Don't think it's strange, see? But a lot of times that's our response. Because God wants to be glorified. That's why. But rejoice. Inasmuch as you're partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when His glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Well, not usually, but ought to be. For the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. Philippians chapter 1, verse 9. Philippians 1, 9. The Apostle Paul had a handle on some things. God revealed some things to him that He revealed to no one else. He had paid a price for that. And He paid the price willingly. Because He wanted His life to glorify God. Verse 9, 1 Philippians 1. This I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. That we should understand, brethren, the things which happened unto me. So Paul's saying, hey guys, it's all right. What's happened unto me, Paul says, have fallen out rather under the furtherance of the gospel. God's got it under control. God's going to get glory out of this. Just accept it. I'm all right with it. So he says, you'll be all right with it. Verse 13, so that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace, and in all other places. Because Paul's writing this from prison. The bonds are physical bonds that he experiences at the time of the writing of this. And he says, you know what's happening? The testimony's going all through this prison here. In the palace around me. Verse 14, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. One preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds. He says, I know there's people out there that are trying to use this against me. But he says, you know what's happening? They're still preaching Christ. They're doing it to mock and hoping to add affliction to me as a result of this. But he says, let's see where to go. Verse 16 again, the one preached Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposing to add affliction to my bonds, the other of love, knowing that I am set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. He says, you know what? The name of Christ is being named out there. The attention is being drawn to Jesus Christ. Whether they intend it for evil or for good, the result is the same. Jesus Christ is being lifted up. What then? Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and therein I do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and to supply the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed. But that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. He says, the outcome of this doesn't matter to me. What I see is the result. Because he knows what's going to happen to him eventually. And for him, the sooner the better. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two, having a desire to part and to be with Christ, which is far better. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith, that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming again to you again. That God be glorified in my circumstance. Go back to John chapter 21. John 21. John 21 and verse 18. The Lord's talking to Peter after he has, said, feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. He says this now in verse 18. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when I was young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldst. When thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldst not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he has spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. There's some speculate that Peter was crucified upside down. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. How he died, I don't know. But what resulted from his death, I do. In his death, he glorified God. My circumstance, everything in my life is about glorifying him. And us allowing that to be the result. John chapter 11 and verse 40. Back again to Lazarus. Let's start in verse 39. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, said I not unto thee, if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? He says, you want to see it? Just believe. Just trust me. And of course then, Lazarus was brought forth out of the grave. But turn now to Acts 7. Acts chapter 7. Somebody else saw the glory of God. Somebody else who believed saw the glory of God. Verse 55 of Acts 7. Verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, that is Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. If you believe, you'll see the glory of God. Stephen saw that. Says, and he goes on, he says, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. God just pulled the curtain back. Say, you're coming home, Stephen. He saw it from earth like few others ever saw. I mean, Paul was transported there, whether in the body or out of the body, we don't know. But Stephen, standing on earth, got a glimpse just before he died. And the Lord received him home again. There he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God and saw the glory of God, if you believe. We're to glorify God. One more passage, Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And several different times we talk the Lord's, you know, he said that, you know, I'm here to glorify my Father, and the Father spoke back and said, you have glorified me, and I'm going to glorify you, and so forth. So that glory of God was manifest in Jesus Christ. And he says, let that mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every knee is going to bow and give glory to God. We get the privilege of doing it now. And get a blessing out of it. At some point, every knee is going to bow. And Satan himself is going to bow before the Lord and confess that he is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Because every knee of things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. God's glory manifested and should be manifest in our lives. Let's take some prayer requests again here. Remember the Rod.